Today, February 3rd, is the feast day of St. Blaise, bishop and martyr. He was a bishop of Armenia. Just before the time of Constantine, Constantine would be the one to come in and make Christianity legal. But up until this point, even as early as the year 300, right before Constantine, there were still persecutions of the Catholic Church under emperors such as Decius and Diocletian and Licinius. Well, Blaise was the bishop of Armenia. He was a target. And during part of the persecution, he had to live in a cave. He had to be away from the city, live out in the country as a hermit to escape the persecution. According to the writers, he was captured or discovered by hunters, and they discovered that he was a Christian. He was brought to the authorities, and as they were transporting him to prison, they came across through a town a woman whose son was choking to death on a fishbone that had been lodged in its throat. So St. Blaise stopped. He gave the boy a blessing. The bone was dislodged. The child was saved. And of course, that act of kindness, that miraculous cure that the Lord worked through the blessing of St. Blaise, that began to be well known. And so people would ask him for blessings. He was eventually, though, of course, imprisoned. He would refuse to offer incense to the gods. He refused to sacrifice to the gods. He was tortured and he was beheaded. And right before, around the year 316, right before Constantine would come in to stop this persecution of the early Catholic Church, and then he would, of course, make it legal to be a Christian. When they say that St. Blaise was in prison, in the darkness of this prison, some of his friends would come in and bring him candles so he could have a lit candle to have some light in the prison cell. So the Church, on today's feast day of St. Blaise, will bless throats with candles through the intercession of St. Blaise to recall those two events, the bringing of candles to him in prison, as well as the blessing of the throat that saved the child's life. The popularity of St. Blaise was primarily brought back to Europe by the Crusaders. They had gone to Armenia, they heard the stories of St. Blaise, and they brought back relics as well as the stories of St. Blaise as the patron saint for those who suffer from ailments of the throat. As you know, saints have particular help for us in times of need. And we have many different patron saints in the Church, patron saint of lawyers, Thomas More, patron saint of doctors, St. Luke. So we have patron saints for different vocations in life, for different ailments, St. Peregrine, the patron saint of those who suffer from cancer, etc. So today we give you a blessing through the intercession of St. Blaise. I'll give the general blessing now, then you can form one line and come up in front of the altar for the individual blessing. Through the intercession of St. Blaise, bishop and martyr, may God deliver you from every ailment of the throat and from every other evil, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.